100 strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225 grams of magnesium, 3 grams of zinc, 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 3 grams of zinc soon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution, oh, then right. you can always call Pharma Nord oh. on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Quite right, too. And moving on now to a legend within the nutritional advice realm that we just referred to from that point of view, and somebody who will be talking, obviously, with reference to Pharma Nord and more. It is the one and only Dennis the Chemist. Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. Mighty fine.
Excellent. Okay, so it's the big A once again. People constantly live in fear, I think, of this particular aspect. I mean, obviously, you've got the C word. You've also got the A word. We've talked about, obviously, selenium and its impact in terms of the good things that it can do as far as keeping one healthy and fit and so on. Alzheimer's, of course, is the big A, and I think you've got some interesting news with respect to that as well.
Yes, all the papers, quite frequently we see the word Alzheimer cropping up, and we were reading in the newspaper, in the Express, the headlines yesterday morning. I mean, Michael, I'm live on the radio. Just telling my son.
That's okay. I thought we'd broken into a little bit of sort of a little bit of Brechtian sort of drama for the whole system there.
Well,
he's visiting.
He lives in London.
No worries.
He doesn't know the rules without.
Well, we can't really edit it out anyway. Still, it's one of those things that the public appreciate, I'm told.
So I was saying that the headlines in the Express, they've got a test which will detect the signs 10 years before people manifest with the actual Alzheimer. And it says at the end of the article, at least 820,000 people in the UK have dementia, with more than half suffering from Alzheimer. The number is set to rise to at least 1 million people by 2021 and 1.7 million by 2050. I mean, these are horrendous numbers, absolutely horrendous. Also, we read in the Express, the signs to look out for. It says health experts list the following signs that could indicate a problem. Several are related to memory and gradual loss of which could begin to have a knock-on effect on your daily life. Other symptoms relate to mood changes and confusion. It says check whether any of these signs are displayed by a family member, friend, or you, and speak to a GP as soon as possible if concerned. So these are the points. If you're struggling to remember recent events, even though you can recall things that have happened in the more distant past, if you're finding it hard to follow conversations or programs on television, or you may be regularly forgetting the names of friends or objects, are you unable to recall things you have heard, seen, or read? Take note if you realize you are repeating yourself or losing the thread of what you are saying. You may be having problems thinking and reasoning. Are you anxious, depressed, or angry about your forgetfulness? Do you find that others start to comment on your forgetfulness? And finally, you may be feeling confused even when in familial situations. Now, I mean, some of those pointers, as we all get older, you feel that they're part of normal aging, you know, that your memory isn't as good as it used to be. And you do forget where you left your keys, and you go up the stairs and you say, what did I come up for? I think the main ones here that seem very frightening, well, it says you may be feeling confused even when in familiar situations. Or do you find others start to comment on your forgetfulness? I remember doing a prescription for an elderly gentleman in his 80s, and as I handed it to him, he said to me, could you help me to just find my car, please? So I went outside. I said, which street do you think you put it in? He said, well, I'm not quite sure. And then I said, well, okay, there's two main little streets here near my pharmacy. I said, well, look in both. I said, what make of car is it? And he said to me, well, I've had Fords and I've had Renaults. And then I realised this chap really was more than just forgetting. And then when we eventually found the car, I actually contacted his relatives, and they actually had to stop him driving because he really had lost the plot. So we're talking about health food products, and I'm talking about Alzheimer. What gave me sort of an input to talk about the PharmaNord in relationship to this headline of new hope in battle to beat Alzheimer? What triggered it off was the leading team. This is at the CSIC Institute of Biomedical Research of Barcelona in Spain. This study, the researchers found that there is a biomarker, a chemical, a marker, a pathway in the human body which is detectable in spinal fluid. They can actually find the change in spinal fluid at least 10 years before the signs of dementia appear. And what excited me in a positive way using a PharmaNord product, it was their bioquinone Q10, because having been to Boston, Germany, Italy, London, Los Angeles, Prague, Belgium, Sweden, and Seville in Spain, sent there by PharmaNord, this Danish company, which under Danish law have to make all their health food products to pharmaceutical standards, having heard 900 lectures on Q10, when I saw this sentence, that these experts confirmed that there is a decrease in what they call mitochondrial DNA. Now, most people will have heard of DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid. This is this substance which is in every cell with these 3 million, this genome, this genome, where there are 3 million units joining together to give us our genetic makeup with all the different parts of our body, the length of our nose, what type of ears we have, what type of family problems we may be heading to, whether it's cholesterol or diabetes. So many things, the genes kick in. But the whole thing about our cells, we have 50 trillion cells. In every cell we know there's a nucleus, but there are little engines, this word, mitochondria. These mitochondria, these little engines in every cell in our body, that's where a lot of activity takes place, especially with our energy, because our energy is made from the food that we eat and from the oxygen we breathe. So we're breathing oxygen up our nose, we're eating food in our mouth, it gets digested, the lungs pass the oxygen onto the blood, and everything ends up meeting in the blood and the cells of the body to create this thing we call energy. If you're punched on the nose, you will definitely feel the person's energy. So you know what we're talking about. It's that get up and go thing, this thing, energy. And the energy is created in a molecule called ATP, which stands for adenosine triple phosphate. And when you bake trillions of molecules of adenosine triple phosphate, they break into double phosphate as a phosphate substance moves off in the breaking. And this is taking place billions, trillions of times in the trillions of mitochondria in your trillions of cells. So this substance, ATP, when it gets broken, becomes a DP, double phosphate. Then the Q10 makes it rejoin with the phosphate to go back to the triple. So while you are listening to what I'm saying, this is taking place in everybody's body in the world. 7 billion people are walking around, breathing, eating, blinking, scratching the bottom, hearts are beating, lungs are working, pancreases are working, spleens are working. And it's all down to the fact that we eat food, we breathe oxygen, we join the two together in these little engines called mitochondria. And it's the Q10 which is joining together the food with the oxygen to create it. Now, you can take Pharmanaut's capsule, bioquinone Q10, as your Q10 production, your own production, starts to fall after the age of 21. It's made in every cell in your body, this Q10, to give you your energy, but most of it is made in the liver. And as we pass 21, the levels drop. By the time we get to 40, our levels have gone right down to the levels of a two-year-old. Two-year-olds have low levels, but they're only 2 foot tall or less. So their low amounts made in their little livers is enough for little two-year-olds. When you're 21, as I say, you make your highest levels. But when you're 40, your production of Q10 has gone back to the levels of a two-year-old. And you could still run in the Olympics, but maybe you won't beat the 20-year-old because you haven't got as much energy because you're not making as much Q10. And then you head on into your 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s and beyond. And your levels of Q10 are dropping. But you can buy bioquinone Q10 as a capsule. Cost about 50p a capsule. And one a day will take your levels back to a 21-year-old. On two a day, taken at separate meals, one with your breakfast, one with your lunch, you'll have twice the levels of Adam and Eve and Mike Tyson the boxer. And on three a day, one with each meal, it will even stop muscle loss, the word the doctors use, sarcopenia. Sarco is Greek for flesh, penia is Greek for paw. poor flesh means you're losing your muscles. We know ladies shout when they shout house at bingo. They get bingo wings because they've been losing the muscle. And by taking Q10, this is me, I'm 73, 7 years off 80. If I thump my own six-pack, which I will do now, that's as hard as a brick because I've been taking Q10 for 20 years. My mother got to 92 and did all the bookwork for my busy pharmacy. She did the VAT, the deduction cards, tax code A and B, statutory sickness benefits, maternity grants, holiday entitlements. Excuse me, she did all that right up to her death at 92. My uncle, all being well in November, will be 97. Absolutely lucid. No sign of dementia, Alzheimer, nothing. We've all been taking Pharmanord Q10, Bioquinone Q10, and of course the mineral selenium, because Great Britain, selenium, some of the listeners will be saying, what's this word, selenium? Well, those listeners, you've heard of iron for anemia, prevention, treating. Chromium helps insulin levels, maintain correct sugar levels. You've heard of magnesium. Magnesium is in 329 different pathways in your body. So there are many minerals that we need each day, besides the vitamins. But selenium is the world's rarest mineral, and it just so happens that Great Britain, where we and all the listeners to this program are listening, we are in a country with the lowest selenium in the world. And you need selenium to make 25 different selenoproteins. Selenoiodothyronine deiodinase, what a mouthful, but you have to make it. That helps your thyroid gland to work properly. And seleno-P helps to protect your liver. Seleno-N helps to protect the nervous system. Thioredoxin reductase selenium, that helps to protect your heart. But you can't make these selenium substances unless you've got enough selenium. So we, in my family and many of my customers now for 20 years in my pharmacy in Manchester, we've been taking the Bioquinone Q10 100 milligrams, one, two, or even three a day, and one tablet of Seleno Precise. That's 200 millionths of a gram of selenium. And those two things together were used in a five-year trial in Sweden when I was flown there by Pharmanord last year to hear the results of the trial. 400 people aged 70 to 90 were either given the real Q10, two capsules of Bioquinone Q10, 100 milligrams each day, plus one tablet of Seleno Precise, this precise amount of the missing selenium that Great Britain's people and Great Britain's soil has the lowest selenium levels in the world. So two of the Bioquinone Q10, 100 milligram, and one of the Seleno Precise. Half the people, 220, were given the real ones, and 220 of the elderly ones were given the dummy ones, the placebo. And at the end of 5 years, when they broke the code, they found that those on the real Bioquinone Q10, 100 milligram, two a day, and one of the Seleno Precise tablet, these people, the number of heart attacks had dropped. Heart attacks, deaths had dropped. Because the biggest killer of people in the world, one person in three, dies of a heart attack. And the people taking the two Q10 and one selenium, the levels of heart attack, death, had dropped an unbelievable 54%. Not 5% or 9 or 13 or 22 or 29 or 33 or 41. It had dropped 54%, which is unbelievable. So coming back to the headline in the Express, new hope in battle to beat Alzheimer, and me telling you where all this selenium and Q10 is working so specifically in these little engines, the mitochondria. These top Barcelona researchers, they've confirmed there's a decrease in the mitochondrial DNA, in the cerebral fluid. This, if you can check people's cerebral fluid, this is the fluid round the spinal cord, which is linked to the brain, if you can detect a decrease in the mitochondrial DNA in the cerebral fluid, then this could well be an indicator that by lower levels of mitochondrial DNA in the spinal fluid, this could be an indicator for the person could well get Alzheimer and should be investigated as a possible cause. It goes on to say, just saying what I've just been saying, that mitochondria are the powerhouses of cells which act as their batteries, turning your food into energy. This is then used, this energy, by the heart, the muscles, the brain, and other body parts. Dr. Trullas, the Spanish head of the team doing this research at Barcelona, Dr. Trullas and his team suggest that lower levels of mitochondria reflect their diminished ability to power the brain's neurons, which triggers their death. The researchers found that the drop in the concentration of these mitochondria DNA happens before the appearance of the well-known Alzheimer's biomarkers. See, the well-known substances found in the brains of people with Alzheimer are called amyloid plaque and a substance called tau, T-A-U. And according to the study, which has been published in the Annals of Neurology, this discovery suggests that the process of the Alzheimer disease starts earlier than previously thought, and that the mitochondria DNA depletion may be one of the earliest predictions. So what I'm explaining is, I realized, having heard 900 lectures on Q10, and many lectures on selenium, that the reason why my mother got to 92 and did all the book work, and my Uncle David is 97, and my own mother-in-law was 3 years off 90, the Auntie Rosie got to 92, my Uncle Louis got to 91, his wife Olga is 85. We've all been taking Q10 and selenium, and there's no dementia and no Alzheimer, because amongst the many lectures I've heard, this is it, this is the point I'm leading up to. By taking Q10, you maintain the number of mitochondria. You keep the number of little engines high, like a young person, because it's usually when you're young that you haven't got the Alzheimer and dementia, because you've got loads of mitochondria and you've got the right amount of DNA. But you see, the Q10, which falls, the levels drop as you get older, and we succumb to so many illnesses and problems, including the main one I'm talking about at the moment, the Alzheimer. These levels of dropping levels of Q10 and reduced numbers of mitochondria, you can maintain the mitochondrial levels. You can stop the damage to the mitochondria with the Q10, because the Q10 is a very powerful antioxidant. And if you stop oxidative damage, then you keep young. Selenium is a very powerful antioxidant. I will mention one of the other PharmaNord products, biopycnogenol, which is from the bark of a tree. That also stops collagenase enzyme damaging your collagen, so you don't get as much wrinkles. And it stops the enzyme elastin from breaking down the bounce of your skin, so another reason why you don't get your wrinkles. So you can see, when we say disease comes in through the mouth, that's how the Chinese say it. We say, oh, you are what you eat. The Chinese put it better. Disease comes in through the mouth. But disease, when it comes in through the mouth, you can stop it coming in through the mouth if you put things in your mouth which will stop the aging process. And having heard many lectures on how Q10 can both protect your DNA and increase the number and amount of mitochondria, these powerhouses, as the Daily Express quotes from Dr. Trullos and his team at Barcelona. They're suggesting that lower levels of mitochondria reflect their diminished ability to power the brain's neurons. So I got a eureka moment. People should be taking, as they get older, bioquinone Q10. It would help millions of people avoid Alzheimer's because it helps to avoid so many illnesses. We use Q10 in patients with angina, high blood pressure, heart failure, chronic fatigue. There are so many. The whole body revolves around this molecule, ATP, for your energy. But it's created ATP from your food that you eat and the oxygen that you breathe in. And it's your Q10 which joins them together to give the protective energy to every cell in your body. But more than every cell, the mitochondria themselves. You don't want the mitochondria being damaged by the very oxygen we breathe in. So we have to create antioxidants. We have to take antioxidants. And Q10 and selenium. It was selenium which gave me my second career. I got a book called Selenium as a Food and a Medicine. And there were 16 chapters in the book. One was on helping protect diabetic cataract formation. One was on protecting against infertility. Look at Pharmanaut's product, Be Daddy, to help men to become daddies. Because we've got such little selenium in the British soil, men in England are low in selenium. And selenium is needed to work the tails of the sperms. Half the problems of infertility is the tail of the men's sperms. And with pollution and other reasons, men aren't releasing 200 million sperms each time. They're only releasing 50 million sperms. And a lot of the sperms can't swim very well because they haven't got good tails. But the reason is they need selenium to protect the engines, the mitochondria, which create the energy for the sperms to swim.
And on that point, Dennis, I know the excitement is actually there. We've made this sort of notion, it's selenium, it's Q10, we've had the, I think it's almost now the traditional slapping of the six-pack, really. It's a bit like sort of...
Like steel. Every muscle's like steel.
Well, I was thinking it was rather like the old days of Liverpool Football Club where they tap the this is Anfield sign before they're running out onto the pitch, but still, never mind. But it's at that time again where we have to sort of say, have you had a reasonably interesting mini lecture with us, Dennis Gore?
Well, it's allowed me to focus my brain, and I will never forget this morning's lecture because all the things about Madrid and Dr. Trullos and his team, the mitochondria, Barcelona, where I've been to that beautiful city, and I'll never forget, even in my old age, I'll never forget today's lecture because it's really focused me. What I've been recommending to people for 20 years, bioquinone Q10 and bioselenium with zinc or Seleno Precise, they've got two forms of selenium. It's focused me. It's so important, Q10 and selenium. We could save billions of pounds and billions of illnesses in the coming decades and help so many people with Pharmanaut products.
Well, I think in many ways we've actually sort of addressed the key thing from that point of view. The great news, of course, is that if you are sort of a little bit forgetful, you're thinking, what was he talking about? Well, you can actually play this Podbean thing back all over again. Yes,
thank you.
So I take it then you will return in any case, Dennis.
I will return, and I will play the podcast because I have admitted that my normal memory, being left-handed, right-brain dominant, isn't as good as you right-handed people. But I do become good on repetition, and then it moves into the hippocampus, the main memory. Right. You see, my problem is there's a little bit of the brain called the articulate funiculus. And that's the part that hands over the information you've just heard to the main storage area, the hippocampus. And I have to keep repeating things to move it across.
Well,
not because I'm 73. I was like that when I was 18.
It's all right, Dennis. We're not going to put you onto just a minute where you have repetition, deviation, or aberration, or various other things which take you out of that just a minute line. It's a different perspective. Dennis Gore, as ever, we salute you. We'll take care, and we'll see you very soon.
Thank you, Doctor.